Oh, damn.
It hits me like a ton of bricks every month.
Damn.
He plays this song on the first of every month,
yes.
And I can't believe look, it was Halloween yesterday. Obviously, it was October 31st, but yeah, there's only 2 months left in the year, Randy.
Yeah, dog.
Crazy.
It's unbelievable.
You still holding true to those New Year's resolutions?
I forgot what that was.
I think when I asked you on January 4th, you said, hell no. I don't make New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, yeah. I'm staying on that hell no.
Yeah, you've done great.
Yeah, I've done great on the hell no.
Hell no, I don't make New Year's resolutions. You've stuck to that all year.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, that's what I do, man. That's what I do. Hey, by the way, how was your drive?
Up here?
Yeah.
Fine.
No traffic or anything?
Not really.
Oh, yeah. I was hoping your ass got stuck in traffic. Because you my dude, and I love you, man. But, I mean, and more than anything, you know, if I want information about certain things, it's like going through Fort Knox to get into our email.
Okay.
And then, so I text the group.
I was like, what's this coming from?
I text the group last
night.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, hey, dog, where are we supposed to be at? And you, where are we at tomorrow? And you said, far. I'm like, I hope he gets stuck in damn traffic.
Yeah, and then woke up this morning and I was looking at text and I was like, that was kind of rude. I didn't respond after that. I was like, that wasn't helpful. Here's where we're at.
Yeah, it's like far.
Yeah,
I hope he gets stuck in damn traffic today.
But I made up for it by then being like, hey, sorry that was, I don't know what, you know.
I found it because I knew we were going somewhere big and swanny. Yeah. And I just could not remember where we were going. I said, like, where are we at? We somewhere in Swanee. But, like, is it getting to
there was something in the back of my mind was like, I think Randy texted you last night and wanted to know where we were, and you did not actually respond helpfully.
Yeah.
You should go back and maybe actually do that. So then I did. I did actually do it.
I couldn't even remember that, man. Yeah. But I tell you, the crazy thing.
Far.
Is it far?
Now, that was true.
Yeah.
It is far.
But and then I went to the gourmet cafe that our listeners tweeted us about while we were up there at Atlanta United. Oh, it was biting.
Good.
Oh, yeah, it was biting. Now, but the thing about it is that damn broad Siri got me in a whole heap of mess yesterday. She said it was 48 minutes from my house to take the house. Because usually I take the streets back to the house. And the streetway was an hour and six. Fine. Man, I get off the exit and get on 75, and it jumped from 48 to an hour and 35 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Goodness.
That's an hour difference.
Yes.
So did you get back off?
I couldn't get off. I'm stuck on 75.
Oh, you're already stuck.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, dog. This damn Atlanta traffic.
What does the difference have to be? Because I do the same thing. Yeah. I always do, you know, you search it in Google Maps, and then it gives you the fast one on the freeway,
right.
And then the streetway is a little slower. What does the difference have to be for you to take the freeway?
It has to be an hour at least.
Okay.
I'll take
because if it's like 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'll take streets.
I got 15 minutes.
Because whenever we go Kennesaw, Twin Peaks to Kennesaw, I take the streets. I go all the way. I cut
over
all
the
way
top.
Yeah, I go over the top. And it's like, it's maybe a 20-minute more than just trying to day 285 to 75.
I wonder what it would have been to get here. Because it was an hour to get here on the freeway the whole time.
Yes.
Like, I wonder if I would have tried to take the surface roads here.
Oh, man.
I probably would have just got here.
Yeah.
Randy.
It's a hump to come out
here. How'd the first hour go?
Yeah, dog. But then I was like, this dude said far.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry.
I forgive you.
I had a lot.
I forgive you. Shout out to Black Panther.
A lot of Panther. Halloween drinks last night.
Me and you both. You must be hanging with the Extreme Detail because he has a Jack Honey airplane bottle with some apple juice.
All right.
And then my man Derek C is on that Chattanooga whiskey.
There you go.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
I brought this.
Saw some bottles of Chattanooga whiskey in the Bears Best clubhouse as we are broadcasting live from Bears Best today. That's where Far is, by the way, for the 6th annual Passion Foundation golf outing. And when I went in there earlier, before anybody had got here and set up, that the banquet room that they have, you know, whatever, just a bunch of tables, they've got that silent auction set up now. They've got some nice stuff.
Okay.
They had a Mickey Mantle autographed hat.
Damn.
Yeah.
Like, what are they going for?
I don't know.
Oh.
It's an auction. It could go for anything. I don't know what the bidding started at, but I'm not sure. There's all kinds of stuff.
I've always had a question about
the Taylor Swift autographed guitar.
I've always had a question about these auction things because obviously you get people to donate them other things.
Yeah.
If they don't, because I had a silent auction one time for a charity event I had, and some of the stuff was not sold. All right. And I'll be honest with you. All I do is show up. My people, they took care of all that.
Sure.
All I do is show up.
And
as you're supposed to.
And I think that's what's happening with this.
Yeah, and so, but the stuff that didn't sell, I was curious because I didn't get that. I was like, did y'all give it back? Can I take it home with me? And they said, no, we actually have to give it back, Randy. I was like, I was going to take all that stuff home. I'm like, hell, I got a trophy room. I know that ain't my trophy, but I put it up there.
Hang it up.
Hell yeah, why not? I hang up jerseys. Well, I don't hang up nobody's jersey but mine. But, you know how that goes.
Speaking of John, they got a John Daly autograph picture in there.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Walking gout?
Walking gout?
What did he say? Something about that? Gout personified?
Man. Gout personified, dude.
Yeah, pretty good. All right, let's get to an NFL no-huddle kickoff the noon hour.
That's cold-blooded. What did John do to him?
It's his job. He roasts people. Much like the last hour, this hour also brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home, and start packing. Week 9 began last night. The Jets looked like they were going to lose again. They played terrible. The guy do the thing where they drop the ball before they go in the end zone again. That happened again last night.
That's gracious, man.
It's always fun. But they played better in the second half.
They did.
Aaron Rodgers threw 3 touchdowns. Devontae Adams actually looked better in the second half. That chemistry, and he took a hard fall, but he came back in the game. And then Garrett Wilson with one of the great catches you're ever going to see.
Yeah, and I know that it's always, when you see something like this, it's always his or Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
Odell caught it with 3 fingers.
Look, anytime you're getting compared to it, that means you did something great.
It was an amazing catch and everything. I think you said best about the Jets. They looked better. They looked like crap in the first half.
They did.
They looked like crap. Aaron looked like crap. Him and Devontae were off all game in the first half, but they like you said, they got it right. They did their thing. They had 8 freaking sacks yesterday, the Jets.
How many?
No. 8 sacks, 11 quarterback hits yesterday.
I was going to say, that's, you know who?
Yes.
That's more than the Falcons have all year.
8 sacks, 11 quarterback. And I'm going to tell you this. Houston got a problem.
They do. They cannot protect.
I've seen it before. Yesterday's show, we talked about NFL. They cannot protect. They cannot protect C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, I mean, 8, like you
they
said.
Cannot, that, whoever, that, whoever that left guard is, he should not be able to play no more. He should not be playing because Quinnen Williams was just walking him back.
Yeah.
Walking him back the whole game. So Texas got some problems there without the receivers, and they can't block nobody. Well, Anderson went down yesterday.
I know.
It sucked.
Yeah, one of their he's been playing great in the second season.
But the Jets, okay, and I know that, like we talked about the Cowboys, it's just a springboard. Is this what they needed? And whatever.
I hope not, but we'll see.
Whatever.
We'll check back in if they win a couple more. They're 3-6.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, you win one game, and we'll see.
Whatever.
Hopefully, the Cowboys have no springboard. That's who's in town on Sunday against the Falcons. The line has gone up a bit. It's 3.5 now. I still like if the Falcons play their best game, I think they can beat the Cowboys by 10, more than that.
Like, I think so too.
I think that the Falcons can handle the Cowboys on Sunday. Now, obviously, the great equalizer is the inability to get to the quarterback, and if you let Dak sit back there and eat, he can do that. I just think if the Falcons play well, they should have no problem beating Dallas on Sunday.
I agree with you, and that goes back to, you know, when we talked about the over of 51. If it plays out how both of these teams have played pretty much this year, then this should be a high-scoring football game. Now, it doesn't have to be a high-scoring football game, but I think that because of the fact that Dak is better. I mean, he's better than Geno.
Yeah.
Dak is better than Baker. Dak's better than everybody you've played except for Patrick Mahomes and maybe Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so you've got to figure out a way to get him off his spot. He has thrown interceptions. He's had multiple games in a row with turnovers. They're 30th against the run. No, I'm sorry, 32nd. Versus 32nd running, 31st versus the run.
So they're the worst.
They're the worst at it.
Right? They can't do it.
They can't stop it. They can't stop it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that should be the mindset tomorrow. Like my man Dave Arger says, shorten some necks, man.
All right. Some other fun ones tomorrow. I know Tua was back last week, but they play the Bills tomorrow at Sunday at 1:00. Yeah. The Bills are very good. I mean, the Dolphins season is obviously slipping away from them. If they want to do anything this year, they're going to have to start winning, and beating the Bills would be a good start, but that's going to be tough.
Yeah. I think that, you know, the biggest thing is Tua continue to get better and better, stay safe. He had 3 botched snaps last week.
Right.
That's probably rest and everything. So if he can get that under control, they can make this a game. If I'm talking about the Dolphins.
Yeah,
they
I think it should be
a
game.
Yeah, they can make it a game.
Well, they should have won last week.
Yes.
They should have beat the Cardinals. And
yes,
they
Mike McDaniels tricked that one off for his team.
In the fourth quarter.
He tricked that off.
It was one game, but if it happens again, maybe a little momentum starts. Interested to see what Jameis does
this
time around.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
Always fun to see what Jameis does.
What are we talking about? That new coach energy, that new quarterback energy.
New Jameis energy.
Can he get that new Jameis energy going? That'd be an interesting one. I just want to see, and I know Bo will have it for us on Monday, Jameis pregame speech. Make sure you make sure we get that for Monday's show.
That's the main reason I want them to go on a winning streak is so we could start, like, really honing in on the Jameis motivation.
You only get one shot. Do not miss a chance to blow.
Yes.
He said the word blow so weird.
He did.
Blow.
Blue.
Lions-Packers probably the game of the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I think Jordan Love's going to play. He's banged up, but it looks
like he's
going to play. I can see this being another high-scoring game because of the Detroit's defense. I mean, Detroit's offense, they are nice. But I think Green Bay has a better defense than Detroit.
Green Bay's got a great
defense. They got a really good damn defense. And so that should be there. But can they protect Jordan Love? Because, like I said, he's banged up. But the Lions are kind of like, they can't rush the passer.
Right.
And they can't rush the passer. Their secondary is not as good as Atlanta's.
Right.
But they can't rush the passer at all. So they have to score points and everything. So that should be a pretty fun game this weekend. I saw a little while ago that, you know, the Rams looked pretty good. They beat up on the Vikings. Puka Nacua got hurt in practice.
He got hurt in practice.
Now,
the good news is I did see Schefter said they don't think it's that bad.
Right.
But he hurt his knee in practice and had to leave practice yesterday.
Practice.
Man, him and Cooper Kupp just can't get right.
Yeah, man. Because when they're right, you saw what it looks like.
When they're right, I can't go this way. When they're right, they're a playoff team.
Yes.
I was going to say they're the best team in that division. They're not. Because when the 49ers are right, they're the best team in that division. But the Rams are a playoff team when they're healthy.
Yes.
They just can't get healthy. And then you got the Bucks and the Chiefs on Monday night. That's kind of fun, too.
Yeah. Bucks beat up, man.
I don't know.
The Chiefs, they are like, they playing with five. They playing five. But Chiefs probably win by 5 points.
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Like 5 points.
Yeah, just an ugly, like, 22-17 or something like that.
Yes.
All right, we'll come back. We'll go from Sunday to Saturday. We'll talk about the slate of college football games coming up. Obviously, the cocktail party. Ohio State, Penn State, huge game at noon
tomorrow.
Huge
game with two coaches who can't win big games.
Which coach needs it more?
Yes.
We'll get into that coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday, coming to you from Bears Best in Suwannee, the 6th annual Passion Foundation golf outing. The golfers have all gone. They're golfing. The shotgun start was about 20 minutes ago, so now it's just you, me, and Jersey Mike looking at an empty driving range.
Yeah, man.
And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful empty driving range, but all the action has taken to the course.
And the weather is perfect today.
Now we're focused on just doing the show.
Yeah, man. You know, it's a perfect day for golf. The weather is beautiful. It's perfect.
Really
it's not too hot. And, you know, let me tell you, for my man John Parla, I just saw him say, you're not playing, no, he's going out on the course, making sure everybody's doing it.
Yeah,
and
he's
making
just
sure everybody's drinking.
Supervising.
And making sure everybody's drinking and drinking and drinking. That's what JP does.
Yeah.
He's an entertainer. He is the guy. He's a great host, as you would say. He's always making sure you got a cup in your hand.
Do you feel like you're a good host?
I do.
Yeah, you are a good host.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you definitely host a good party.
Yeah, I do. I do.
I think myself, I'm okay. My wife's amazing.
Yes, she is.
She is. Incredible hostess. That is being passed down to Lily. Lily's really good at it. Like, when people are over, she'll, like, offer them stuff now, which is really great.
Yes.
She offered, somebody came over, and it was just, like, a Tuesday, and they were over for a minute, and she was like, do you want some wine?
No, she did not.
Like, oh, yeah. She went in the fridge.
Did she go in the fridge to get the wine?
She didn't even know. She got him like sparkling water in a can or whatever. She was like, do you want some wine? It was great.
Teaching the well.
It's so great.
Teaching the well.
She's learning.
Teaching the well.
Learning young. All right, let's get to a college football corner here.
USC, right?
All right, let's start with the noon game. We could say games, but really the noon game.
That's why, because it's on Fox. Okay.
Why
is this game at noon?
I know.
At Penn State.
It is a shame. It's a little bit of a letdown that when they have these huge games at noon. But the biggest game of the day tomorrow is Ohio State at Penn State, number 3 and number 4. And it's interesting because, you know, as great as Ohio State has been, the natives are restless right now.
Oh, man.
As it relates to Ryan Day. And understandably, like, there's no doubt. They have very high expectations there, and they should. Which of these two coaches do you feel like needs to win this game more?
I think Ryan Day.
I do, too.
And the reason I say Ryan Day is because I don't think people would be surprised if James Franklin didn't get this done. Because
people expect him to lose.
He's 1-12 first top five game, in top five games and everything like that. And I think that, and his quarterback's banged up. You know, and he's probably going to play, but he's not going to be 100%, especially when it comes running with whatever's going on with that knee. But, yeah, I think that when and it happened, we talked about – there was two different teams. We talked about, you know, when they played better competition, what would they look like? It was Ohio State and it was Texas.
Yep.
Those two teams. And we saw what happened to both of them when they played equal or better teams. Yeah. They both lost.
Yeah, and Texas got smoked.
And Texas got the ass whooped. And so now you go back to the situation where Ryan Day – there is no more Michigan. There's nobody now.
Don't have to worry about Michigan.
Don't have to worry about Michigan and everything like that. They do got Indiana down the road.
Yeah.
But it's at the horseshoe. Now they got to go into a Happy Valley and all those different things. And it's a situation where can their quarterback, who's been playing well, Howard's been playing well, and they got all the talent. They got the runners. They got you know, Jeremiah Smith, who was a freaking alien. You know, they got all these different things. They got good defense. But can they go into Happy Valley and win it? But more than anything, how can Coach Franklin not lose this game? Because somehow, to me, it just feels like it's not going to probably be a play. You know what I mean? Like an infield play. It's not, 'cause it might be a decision.
It's a decision.
To go for two when you don't have to.
Yep.
Mismanage
the
clock.
Yeah,
something like that. That's what that to me seems like how Penn State could lose this game.
No, I agree with you. And, I mean, that's what happened to Ohio State when they were at Oregon. They mismanaged the last minute of the game and ultimately lost in part because of it. I won't say entirely because of it, because Oregon's really good.
Oregon's really good,
and they put pressure on them, and it was in Autzen and all that kind of stuff. I think the difference for me in this one, because when you say 1-12 against top five competition, that's not good, especially when you're Penn State and you have high expectations. They weren't the better team in almost any of those games.
I agree.
They've almost never been. Because they play Ohio State and Michigan every single year, obviously. And Ohio State and Michigan are always way better than them.
I agree.
So holding that against him, I get it. But it's also, they weren't supposed – they would have been upsets. This is not an upset if they win.
Oh, I agree with that. How much better? Who's the better team?
I think Penn State is better.
You think Penn State is better?
Well, no. Let me explain that. Because Ohio State is the more talented roster from top to bottom.
Agree.
Ohio State is – decimated on their offensive line by injury right now.
They are.
And they're without guys that are first-round draft picks on that offensive line, and it just hasn't looked, especially from the running game. We thought Judkins and Henderson were going to be the 1-2 punch that maybe won the national championship this year because of how good they've been. And at times they've been okay, and Judkins got hurt a couple weeks ago and had to have a procedure. And like their run game without these linemen that they're without has been not just like average, it's been pretty bad. Like, they haven't scored a touchdown without the left tackle who's not going to play in this game against Penn State. So, a rushing touchdown. So, without those guys, I think as it stands tomorrow at noon, I think Penn State is better.
I mean, Penn State's the higher ranked team.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. They're undefeated. They got them coming into their house. Now, that place, we talked to Mike on Monday. He was talking about, you know, Washington will be there next weekend because of the whiteout and all those different things. It's not going to be the whiteout, but it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy tomorrow. Obviously, game day is going to be there and everything like that. So, you know, that atmosphere is going to be ruckus. But this is one of those things where, like, Ohio State's played in big games.
Sure.
You know, and so is it one of those things where, you know, because Penn State – and who's favored this game?
I think Penn State is favored by three.
Penn State is –
Ohio State is favored by three.
Okay. And so, I mean, obviously the bettors and Vegas thinks that Ohio State's the better team because you get four on the road.
Sure.
But I think that, you know, this – I said it earlier. This seems to me like this probably is going to come down to a coaching decision.
Yep.
And who? And from either one of them, man. From either one, this ain't gonna be no blowout.
Yep.
It's not gonna be a blowout or anything. It's gonna be a fourth quarter game, maybe a late possession. Whoever has the ball last, field goal at the end wins this football game.
I agree with that. And again, which one of these two coaches do you trust more to win that game? I don't know. Like that, I don't trust either one of them in those situations. Yeah. This one for me with James Franklin, though, is if not now,
when?
Then that's just kind of that.
Right.
Like, you're as good as they are right now. You got them at home. You're playing great. Like, we just talked about some of their injuries. If they can't beat them this year, then they can't.
If their quarterback was 100.
Yeah. That'll be interesting.
If he was 100, because the thing about it is, I mean, he's going to be limited.
Yeah.
He's going to be limited. But if he was 100%, I would take Penn State.
Yeah, no,
I would easily take Penn State.
I agree with you on that. And so much of what they did well with the backup was that read option.
He was nice.
Stuff. So maybe you mix it in.
Like, I mean, maybe like a two-quarterback type thing? But the thing about it is that Ohio State's had to plan for it because they don't know, you know, as far as the availability.
Yeah, no, it's true. But it should be a really good one. I mean, obviously, it's the game of the week for a reason. In Jacksonville at 3:30, Georgia and Florida. Georgia's favored by 14.5.
Right.
You might hear that one in about 15 minutes when we make our picks against the spread. If Georgia plays anywhere near their capability, they're going to win this game by 3 touchdowns.
Yes.
This could be ugly if Georgia plays really well.
Yes.
That's just a matter of, can they do it? I think they can. I think Roddy was really getting at something good in the 11 o'clock hour. The flashes of brilliance offensively have to grow and become more than flashes. And then if it's consistent, I mean, a game like this could be over by halftime. A game against the better teams that are on Georgia's schedule can look a lot like the Texas game did.
Yeah.
And if Georgia's offense played good in that Texas game, imagine what that would
be. It would have beat the hell out of them. Because you think about it, Lawson Lucky's touchdown, his interception. Yep. He was going to, if he catches that, he's going to score.
Yep.
And so, yeah, it would be an immense beatdown if Georgia played their capability. That's all I want to see them do. I got to see defensively what, when they got their dudes.
Yep.
When Georgia has their dudes and they're all right, I saw what their defense could do.
You know what happened? They got Quinn Ewers benched by halftime.
Yes,
that's how
Quinn
good Georgia's
was seen ghost.
They were so good that Sark was like, I don't know, throw Arch out there.
But
Arch has to go deal with it.
He
now.
He put Arch in that funk.
Yeah, man, that was a bad.
He put
move.
Him in that funk with no deal.
That was so
like,
unfair.
What are you doing? Arch can move around.
Yeah.
But the thing about it was, Arch was moving around. He had a nice little run. It's like, oh, we got something going.
Yeah.
And then George is like, uh-uh. And then remember that one play where he broke contain to the right? Oh, he had that pretty manning form. And then was it Mike Hill? Whatever one of them just drug him down. Like, that's the thing about being a young quarterback. Game like, Arch, you got to throw the ball away.
You got to get rid of it.
You got to get rid of the ball, Arch.
He took an 11-yard sack.
He took an 11-yard sack for no
throw
reason.
Throw the ball out of bounds.
Throw the ball away.
Yeah, no, he, again, tough moment to be inserted into. A&M coming off a really big win last week. The only undefeated team in the SEC. Trap game.
This is a tricky game.
Trap game.
Because I'm just, I mean, and you killed me a couple weeks ago. We were talking about a night game somewhere. Because what were we talking about? It's a night game.
Oh, you said some environment. And I was like,
you remember that?
Oh, God. I don't remember what you said.
You remember
USC or something?
I can't remember. You were like, it's a night game. So what? But no, night game at Columbia?
Yeah.
In a trap game?
Oh, yeah.
With that defense? With that defensive line?
South Carolina's got good players.
Yes, they do.
It's hard to say they're a good team because some of the losses they've had.
Right.
They got smoked, and I think it was at home by Ole Miss. That's one of the weirdest games of the
year. Because I think – that was what we were talking about. That was a trap game for Ole Miss. Because, remember, Ole Miss came off the loss to Kentucky.
And then they went in there and played
and
great.
And beat the hell
That's
out
the
of
the best Ole Miss has played all year.
Yeah, and so you look at it from this standpoint, it is a trap game for Texas A&M. You look at the fact, I think they're going to start the dual threat quarterback, and that gives them opportunities to run the football with the quarterback. But this defensive line for South Carolina ain't no joke. And you talking about, you get them ready, that crap right there. And you have them dudes.
What's that guy's name? What's that rooster's name?
I don't care.
I wanted them to name it something they didn't. I think they called him like Sir Spur or something like that. It was like, we wanted to name him like
that crap right there. But and that what's that song? Sandstorm.
Uh-huh.
That jungle be going with them tiles flying. Yeah, it's gonna be a crazy ass atmosphere.
It's a headache.
What's that line? Because I would not be
three.
A&M.
A&M. Here's the other thing. I don't think South Carolina is going to be surprised if A&M has a running quarterback.
Yeah.
Like LSU was like, oh, God, what do we do?
Yeah, but how good is their quarterback
Tackling.
Play? How good is their quarterback play?
Sellers?
Because he has some.
He's awesome sometimes.
He's awesome, Andy.
And he plays like a freshman.
But then sometimes he's like, damn, boy.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, damn,
very,
boy.
Very, very true. There's a November matchup between Pittsburgh and SMU where there's one loss between the two of them and they're both ranked.
Really?
That's weird. It's also an ACC game. That's
yes,
a conference game.
That's always weird.
Yeah, Pitt's 7-0.
I didn't realize.
How weird is that?
Why did I thought Pitt lost already?
Because every game they play kind of looks like a loss.
I think that could be it. Yeah, I thought
Because even when they win, it kind of looks like a loss.
I thought Pitt was okay, I mean, the thing I love about Pitt, I hope they wear those uniforms.
Yeah.
The Tony Dorsett's. And I love their coach's name.
Yeah. Pat Narduzzi.
Yes, I love their coach's
is
name.
Is the most appropriately named
Pittsburgh coach.
Coach of any program in the country.
Yes.
Like, Pittsburgh can only have a coach named Pat Narduzzi.
Yes.
Or something like
this
that.
This song sucks. I don't care. Nobody says this song sucks.
Sets. Yes. It's not good.
It's not a good song. Like, they wouldn't play this at Howard.
Battle of 4 and 4s in Seattle tomorrow, too.
Hey, yeah, man. Washington got USC coming to town, dog. There we go. Big game.
We might get Lincoln Riley fired.
It's a real strong possibility.
Yeah.
I think if Lincoln Riley loses tomorrow to Washington, this will be his last year as head coach.
My buddy Mike, who was at our house last night, and his wife Micah are going to the Tennessee game in Knoxville. Lifelong Tennessee Vols fan.
Really?
Never been to Neyland Stadium.
Oh, before. That should be fun. Who they got tomorrow?
Kentucky.
You said about Kentucky, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah. Tennessee should be able to handle that one pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. We'll come back. We'll make some picks against the spread. We'll also play Sports Jeopardy here on a Happy Hour Friday. Thanks so much for being with us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Shoulders are so big.
Yeah, and funny ears.
Yeah, small ears. Yeah. You think anyone's ever gotten ear enlargement surgery?
I'm sure that they can. I mean, I don't think there's a part of the body that you can't do something to.
Enlarged. Or shrunk.
Shrink.
Yeah.
I just don't think there's anything in life. I mean, we found out a couple other surgery type thing they can do to people.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, if you want new ears, I don't see why not. As long as they got cadavers.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, as long as you got cadavers.
All you think it'd be like a whole implant. Just a whole
I don't think you could like enhance your ears.
You just take it off, put another
one. Yeah, I think you take it off and put it on somebody else's.
Interesting. Got a color match.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So you got to get the right cadaver. You don't want to have light skin ears. You know what I'm saying? Hey, have you ever looked at light? No, don't want to. Yeah, you don't want that.
Unless it matches.
Yeah,
you do.
Exactly. But yeah.
Supposedly, your ears never stop growing. Your ears and your nose, your whole life.
They never stop growing.
Yeah, it's the only part of your body that keeps growing.
I don't believe that.
Well, I mean, I'm not telling you.
Ear implant surgery.
I heard that.
Ear implant surgery. It's called, you can do it.
Okay.
But what they do is they put a implant in the ear.
Oh, so it's like a breast implant.
Yeah. They put an implant
in. You just get like a silicone lobe?
Yep. Yeah, they cut behind the ear, and then they drill small holes into the bone.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Because, you know, some people have small ears.
Yeah. I mean. Yeah. Some people. You might got them Cam Newtons. Because Cam Newton's ears sit back. You know what I'm saying? Like how you know your ears supposed to sit on the side of your head. His point at a 90-degree angle. You ever seen a person who
wears? He has to custom order sunglasses.
Yes.
For sure.
That's what I'm saying. Because they got to make them longer to go back.
They have to.
Have you ever seen a person who have ears like that who wear earrings, but you can see their backs?
Yeah.
From the front?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see the back of the ear.
You can see the back of the ear from the front because the ears point up and the diamonds point forward.
Yeah.
Like the strobe lights.
Well, the diamonds point in.
Yeah, like them lights that, you know, when you be getting them events and them lights, that's how your diamonds be because your damn earlobe float up.
Yeah. Now, that was
There
was a guy named Alan Crabb that played in the NBA.
I remember Alan Crabb, them ears.
His ears pointed in. All right, there we go. Now we're rolling on Happy Hour Friday. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Let's make some picks against the spread here before we play Sports Jeopardy. Do we know how we did last week? I know Abe's normally the
We do know.
Okay.
So Randy and I went 1-3 apiece. Andy goes 2-2. That brings all three of us to 19-17 on the season.
Huh.
Nice.
All right,
look at that.
So a three-way lockup right there in second. Abe went 3-1 last week. I need to double-check the validity of all these numbers that Abe has on his own spreadsheet.
He's
now
23-13
on the season.
23-13? Dang.
That's what it says.
Well, I'm glad he's not
here. Exactly. That's what it says.
I'm glad he's not here.
Hi, guys.
All right,
here we go. I like Ole Miss to win the game, but I like Arkansas plus 7.5 because it's going to be in Fayetteville or whatever. Give me nephew over there, Rocco. Give me minus 13.5 Iowa State versus Texas Tech.
Okay.
I like Baltimore to win, but that Denver defense plus 8.5 I like that one. And then Lamar's also banged up, and then they might try and trick it off and mess around and be trying to put Deontay and taking away their 12 personnel. Give me Philly minus 7.5 versus Jacksonville.
All right. I like the Rams minus 1 at Seattle. That has not been a home field advantage for them this year. They've lost by multiple touchdowns multiple times there. And the Rams are getting healthy, So I like that one. I'm going to pick against Carolina and the spread every single week until they prove not to do it. So I'm taking the Saints -7 at the Panthers. I think Georgia's going to beat the hell out of Florida tomorrow. I got Georgia -14.5. And I'm with you on Arkansas. I think Arkansas keeps that one close. I don't know if they're going to win, but I think Arkansas keeps that one close. +7.5 versus Ole Miss.
All right, so Abe put his in before he left for the cruise, so the numbers are a little bit skewed versus what you may be seeing now. So he's going to take Oregon -4 versus Michigan. He's going to take Clemson -7.5 versus Louisville. He has Lions +1 versus the Packers. I think that one's actually at like +4 now, or 3 or something like that. He's got Commanders -3 versus the Giants. And then I'm going to take Penn State +3.5. I think the quarterback is going to play, or at least he's supposed to. Give me A&M -2 versus South Carolina. I'm going to take the Bills -6 versus the Dolphins. And then I got the line yesterday for Commanders-Giants, but I'm still taking the Commanders, only I'm giving up 4 instead of the 3 that Abe took.
All right. Sounds good. That Oregon-Michigan line's 14.5.
It's 14, yeah.
Abe can't be getting 4.5 on that one.
Oh, so you definitely put him – oh, see, all right.
Here it is. That's what I'm saying, dog.
See, that's –
he's cooking the books.
He's cooking the books.
He's cooking the books.
Sports Jeopardy went so bad for him the last couple Fridays.
Yeah.
He had to cheat in other ways.
He just locked up in Sports Jeopardy or just didn't even answer anything.
No, dude. He panicked.
Like, he panicked for real?
Yeah. It was weird. Like, the first Friday I was beating him 8-0, and I, like, looked over at him, and he was just like, I was like, hey, say your name, Abe. You know some of this stuff.
Right.
I think I had to give him a pep talk.
Really?
I was beating his ass so bad,
never
I felt bad about
it. Never
seen
him before.
That's soft. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you never seen him around a female, though.
True.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good old pinata action on Abe. Well, he's not here to defend himself.
Yes.
Let's play some Sports Jeopardy.
Randy.
Andy.
All right, gentlemen, in honor of Halloween, I do have a few Halloween / sports questions. These are very difficult to find, so there's only a few.
All right.
Jose Bautista is a renowned baseball player who was born in the Dominican Republic. He also pretty good at getting punched in the face.
Yeah.
What did the fans call him?
Andy.
Andy Bunker.
Joey Bats.
Joey Bats.
That was his nickname, right?
Oh, no, yeah. You know, Bo hasn't had the damn sound effect.
Oh, yeah,
gotta have the sound effect,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, I thought his name Punching Bag.
It could have been.
Yeah.
After that, anyway.
He got hit.
Former New York Giants player Eddie Lee Williams' name isn't particularly frightening, but what is his Halloween-friendly nickname?
Eddie Williams.
Andy.
Andy Bunker.
Eddie Krueger.
That is not true.
I don't know.
Are you guessing?
Eddie Pumpkins.
Also not true. His nickname was Boo.
Oh, my God.
Boo.
Eddie Boo Williams. You never heard of
Boo? I know Boo that played down there in Tampa. I mean, I'm sorry, in New Orleans, played tight end, went to South Carolina.
My buddy used to date a girl named Boo.
Oh, wow.
Is that really?
Interesting.
Barbara Boo Killebrew. That was her name.
Damn.
She looked like a ghost.
Boo. Yeah, she actually was half ghost.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. In Brazil, there's an American football team with a Halloween-themed name. What are they called?
Randy.
Randy Michael.
The Jack-O-Lanterns.
Oh, wow. That's pretty close, but it's not the right answer.
It is?
Bam!
Now, say it again. There's an American football
team with a Halloween-themed name in Brazil.
Huh. I don't know. The ghouls.
They are the Porto Alegre Pumpkins.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Bo, you got any other questions?
Yeah. There's only two more. No, there's three more, my bad.
Porto Alegre.
Because I didn't know what the hell that
All right, here's
was.
A soccer one. What Manchester United legend was born on Halloween?
Andy.
Andy Bunker.
Wayne Rooney.
That is incorrect.
Randy.
Randy Michael.
Was it David Beckham?
That was also incorrect. It was Marcus Rashford.
Who the hell is that?
Who the hell is that?
No, I ain't heard of him.
The internet called him a legend.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Chicago Cubs endured a curse for 71 years. What animal is said to be responsible?
Andy.
Andy Bunker.
A goat.
That is correct, sir.
Did not know that.
Andy goes up 2-0.
I don't remember why or what happened, but yeah, it was a goat involved. Okay.
All right, last one for Halloween.
I used to own a goat.
This one's good. I checked on him.
I checked on him.
As of 2023, what is the number one selling candy for Halloween?
Randy.
Randy Michael.
It can't be candy corn.
It is not, but is that your answer?
So you're right, I guess.
Oh, yeah. number one selling candy on Halloween is Skittles.
Oh, incorrect.
Reese's?
It is correct. Andy Bunker with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Also how's that sports, Bo?
In the freezer.
Oh, how's that sports?
Them, you can throw them at people. I don't know, man.
It's okay. Bo's been doing more kind of like lifestyle stuff, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I've had some booze and some meat questions in there. How old was Mike Tyson when he became the youngest man to ever win a heavyweight? Randy Michael.
Was he 20?
Oh, incorrect.
21.
Yeah.
Also incorrect. He was 22. What do you call the device that measures how many steps you take while you're walking or running?
Andy.
Andy Bunker?
A pedometer.
That is correct. It is a pedometer.
I ain't even heard that. I was going to say a step.
Step counter.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
What Hindu salutation, meaning I bow to you, is used at the end of many yoga classes?
Is yoga sports?
You've heard this.
Dude, yoga, Where'd you get these questions at, Bo?
Andy, I know this.
The internet is a deep, dark place, Randy Michael.
Namaste.
That is correct. It is namaste.
Yeah. I never heard that.
All right, we're almost out of time here. In tennis, tiebreakers are played at what score in a set?
At what? What?
At what score do you start playing tiebreakers in tennis?
Oh, okay. Love. Randy, love.
Incorrect.
Mm-hmm. 6-6.
That is correct. And one more for giggles here. What are the two parts of a biathlon?
That was a biathlon, Bo. Hey, man. Been like this last couple weeks?
A biathlon.
Oh, it's been like this last couple weeks. No, that's probably why I ain't going to answer them. Biathlon.
Y'all know this.
No, we don't.
Because it's strange that you would put these two events together.
Skiing and shooting.
That is very close. It's actually swimming and shooting.
Swimming and shooting?
You get up out the water and you go shoot a gun. That's what in a biathlon. There you go.
That's what a biathlon is.
Look, and this was like this 2 weeks I was going.
There was a lot of weird ones here.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Namaste. I like that. That's good.
Namaste.
A pedometer. Never in my life have I ever heard any of those before. Ever.
Never heard of a pedometer?
I ain't never heard no damn pedometer or whatever it's called. How do you count your steps? You look at your watch.
Yes, true.
Yeah.
You watch your watch will do
your
it
watch
for
tells you.
All right. We will we'll come back and get things back on track here in the final hour. We'll get back into the Georgia-Florida game. Falcons keys to a victory at 120. What's it going to take to beat the Cowboys on Sunday afternoon? And then we'll get to an AMA as well. A lot coming up in the final hour of the show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.